And now for some politics, with just 110 days left until November's midterm elections. A new NBC Marist poll shows that Democrats hold slim leads in two key Senate races. In Michigan, Democratic Congressman Gary Peters is ahead of Republican Terry Lynn Land by 6 points in the race to fill the seat being vacated by Senator Carl Levin, who is retiring. In Colorado, Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Udall leads Republican Cory Gardner by 7 points. He's also leading among female voters. Marist pollster Barbara Carvalho says Democrats' strength is women, Republicans' strength is health care. And looking at the national picture, the latest forecast from the website 538.com predicts Republicans will pick up between 5 and 6 seats in the Senate this year. That's a critical difference because 6 seats would give them control, 5 would not. As for the House of Representatives, the expectation is that Republicans will add to their majority. But still, each week we are looking at different House races. So let's get to this week's district profile. This week, we turn to West Virginia's 3rd congressional district, where Republican State Senator Evan Jenkins will try to unseat Democratic incumbent Nick Rahal, who's been in office there since 1977. The race is being very closely watched and is bringing a lot of national environmental issues deep in coal country. Jessica Lilly has been covering this race for West Virginia Public Broadcasting. She's with us now. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about the district, first of all.
Well, the 3rd district includes southern West Virginia, so you're talking about the coal fields reaching up to basically just before the eastern panhandle. The district sort of makes a U-shape around Charleston, the state capital, and your listeners might be familiar with the chemical spill that contaminated drinking water.
Right.
That was in Charleston. That's not this district, but still, it's kind of a U-shape around the capital, so southern West Virginia.
And a lot of coal jobs there? Is that the main source of employment?
Well, when you're talking jobs, yeah, you're talking coal jobs. But those, honestly, those jobs have been on the decline recently. But most of the remaining good-paying jobs are still within the coal industry somehow. If it's not, you know, a coal miner actually going to extract the coal, then it's sort of a feeder industry of a sort.
Well, let's look at the candidates. We're going to hear some ads here because there have been many attack ads online, particularly against the Republican candidate, but also against the Democrat. Here is an ad from Democratic incumbent Nick Rahal, where you see him standing with two older women. Let's listen.
I'm Nick Rahal, and these are my friends Ramona and Wanda.
Hello. Hi there.
My opponents, political backers in Washington, support a plan to end Medicare as we know it. As your congressman, I will never let that happen.
Thank you.
Unlike my opponent, I do not believe Congress should ever ask our seniors and families to sacrifice more when millionaire CEOs do not pay their fair share. I'm Nick Rahal, and I approve this message.
So do we.
So a populist message there from Nick Rahal. Tell us a little bit about him and his record.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the Affordable Care Act, and commonly referred to here as Obamacare. When it first came out, Nick Rahal did vote in favor of the Affordable Care Act, and he's said numerous times and has been cited in saying that he sleeps well at night in making that decision. He feels like it was a good decision. And one thing that is kind of interesting about it, West Virginia chose to expand the Medicaid, the option for states to expand Medicaid to a larger group. And West Virginia was one of the states that chose to expand. And when they did, there was 130,000 West Virginians that ended up enrolling in Medicaid. So that's something interesting when it comes to health care. Now, the opponent, Evan Jenkins, speaks out against it and says that if elected, that he would try to repeal it.
Well, let's listen to one of the ads from him. This is Republican State Senator Evan Jenkins. Here's one of his ads attacking Nick Rahal's attack ads.
Nick Rahal's attacks on Evan Jenkins, nonpartisan fact checkers say they're bogus, out and out lies, false. One ad so wrong, TV stations rejected it. Nick Rahal, a lying politician just like Obama. A better choice, Evan Jenkins, the backbone to defend our way of life from Obama's war on coal. Jenkins puts West Virginians first, not politics. Work with both parties, create jobs. That's Evan Jenkins.
I'm Evan Jenkins, and I approve this message.
War on coal. Tell us about where Evan Jenkins stands on the coal industry and where Nick Rahal stands on the coal industry.
Well, interesting. We hear those terms a lot here in southern West Virginia and even across Appalachia, the war on coal, in reference to the Obama administration's and the EPA's proposed regulations to limit carbon emissions, which, you know, folks here in the coal fields fear that this is going to have a really negative effect on jobs. It's going to, and they've been told that this is going to cause huge job loss for some of the limited jobs that they have here. Now, as far as voting records, Nick Rahal has crossed party lines in reference to passing or trying to pass pro-coal legislation, and Rahal did vote against the cap-and-trade bill. But one thing that Republicans are bringing up frequently is the House Progressive Caucus's fiscal 2014 budget resolution, and it called for the introduction of a carbon tax, and Rahal did vote for it in favor of that resolution. He was quoted in a few reports that I saw in saying that he wasn't aware about this, that was actually in the resolution, and he has co-sponsored legislation to block the EPA of its authority to regulate carbon dioxide or tie those rules to development of carbon capture and storage technology. And as far as Evan Jenkins, it seems to be, you know, his stance on it. Both of the candidates are trying to get the message across that they are both very much pro-coal and against any kind of carbon tax legislation that, you know, folks here in the coal fields fear would kill their jobs and their livelihoods.
Has there been a lot of outside money coming into the race, Jessica?
Well, it seems like from what I've seen, you know, there have been some ads that have tied the Koch brothers to Evan Jenkins's campaign. And interesting about the Koch brothers, apparently, according to one of the ads now, the brothers closed a plant within the district, which caused about 100 people to lose jobs. And the ad accused the brothers, not Jenkins, but the Koch brothers, of outsourcing those jobs to another country. And, of course, this political ad tried to tie Evan Jenkins to the Koch brothers. And as far as campaign contributions and looking with Nick Rahal, at this point, one of his large contributors is the Norfolk and Southern Railroad Company, which has played an important part as far as distribution and helping with transportation and getting, you know, as part of the coal industry and helping to ship those goods out of the state.
Jessica Lilly is Southern West Virginia Bureau reporter for West Virginia Public Broadcasting, talking with us about the 3rd Congressional District in West Virginia. Jessica, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
And at our website, hereandnow.org, you can hear all of the district profiles in our series that we've done so far, and we'll be back with another one next week.